Welcome to Speak Up and Stay Alive Radio with author, speaker, and your host, Pat Rulo. Serving you a generous helping of everything you need to know to help you and your loved ones stay safe during any doctor or hospital visit. The program is not intended to replace medical advice from a licensed professional, but rather to encourage you to become a well-informed participant in your health and well-being. And now, your host, Pat Rulo.
Hello and welcome. I'm Pat Rulo, the voice for patient safety, where each week we delve into little-known healthcare and hospital hazards, as well as other fringe topics that affect your health and well-being. I'm so happy you've taken the time to join me, and today I have lots to share with you. So, let's dig right in, shall we? Take this pill and shut up. The epidemic of drugging our children has resulted in a total of 20 million children on psychiatric drugs. And this sadly rests on one fraudulent premise, that mental disorders are biological diseases and therefore justifies the use of mind-altering drugs. Why is this a fraudulent premise? Because there is not one medical or scientific test that proves that any child has a mental disorder. Not one. A person's behavior is not a disease. Now, this isn't to say that children don't have emotional or behavioral problems, but it is saying that without evidence of disease, a physical disease, children are simply being drugged to change their behavior. Millions of children have been diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, you might know that as ADHD, bipolar disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, also known as OCD, social anxiety disorder, and many other psychiatric labels, none of which are supported by a medical test or confirmed as physical malfunctions by science. Parents are simply told that their child has problems, is mentally ill, and more often than not, told to place their child on psychiatric drugs, including ADHD drugs, which the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration categorizes in the same class of highly addictive substances, such as cocaine, morphine, and opium. They are not being provided with non-harmful, non-drug solutions for problems of attention, mood, or behavior. Now, these are actual figures taken from the IMS health resource. Children on psychiatric drugs in the United States, they say from 0 to 1 year olds, 275,000, 2 to 3 year olds, 371,000, 4 to 5 year olds, 500,000, 6 to 12 year olds, 4 million 6 to 12 year olds are on these drugs, and 13 to 17 year olds, 3.6 million. Drugs are being prescribed at preschool ages, which is way too early to know whether behavior is normal or not, and then their use is being sustained throughout childhood, probably into adulthood. Now, the first thing parents should know is there is no medical test that can prove your child is mentally ill, and any diagnosis of a mental disorder is based solely on opinion, a view or judgment formed about something, not necessarily based on fact or knowledge. Therefore, if a psychiatrist or a doctor says that your child has a mental disorder and needs to be on medication, you should demand to see the lab test, the brain scan, the blood test, or the x-ray that proves that your child has a mental disorder, because there won't be one. Secondly, if drugs are recommended for your child, have somebody print off the summaries of the international drug warnings or the studies on whatever type of drug is being recommended, and provide this to the doctor who's recommending the drugs and ask if they are aware of these studies and warnings of the drug risks. Sadly, and we've talked about this before, many doctors get their information on drug safety from pharmaceutical reps. What drugs are we talking about? Oh, there's many, such as Ritalin, Paxil, Adderall, Zoloft, Risperidone, Prozac, Zoloft. There are non-harmful, non-drug medical alternatives to treating children's problems with mood, attention, and behaviors that do not require a stigmatizing psychiatric label or a dangerous drug. And you have the right to know about these and to ask your doctor about non-drug treatments. And you also have the right to get a second opinion. Did you know that federal law prohibits school personnel from requiring you to drug your child? Most parents are unaware that schools cannot require a child to take a psychiatric drug as a condition of attending that school. And any coercion or pressure put on that parent violates federal law. If a teacher or other school employee has concerns about or objects to your child's behavior or academic performance, they are prevented by this law from pressuring you to put your child on a prescription drug, and they cannot stop your child from being in school if you refuse to drug him or her. Common psychiatric drugs being given to children are documented to cause heart attack, stroke, diabetes, hallucinations, violence, mania, homicide, aggression, depression, suicide, and death. And this is not an opinion. This is documented fact by international drug regulatory agencies. But parents are quite simply not given the documented facts about the psychiatric drugs prescribed for their children. We know this. The psychiatric pharmaceutical industry spends billions of dollars a year in order to convince the public, legislators, and the press that psychiatric disorders such as bipolar disorder, depression, AD&D are medical diseases on par with medical conditions such as cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. But they are not. So why the increase in supposed child behavioral problems? It could be a combination of many things, such as diet. Some kids eat way too much sugar and simple carbs and, quite frankly, junk. Could be lack of physical activity, as most of our youth are tethered to their phones. Lack of parental involvement and attention, as most households must have two working parents in order to survive these days. Or perhaps it's inappropriate schools and ill-equipped teaching staff looking for quick compliance, or simply overwhelmed by a room full of out-of-control children. In fact, an educator stated that because some parents are struggling and lack the time or patience to implement behavioral, social, nutritional, or activity therapies, often medication is the best chance a child has. It's better to try medical management with counseling and permit the child to experience success and peace than to do nothing or to try an ineffective therapy. And here's an even better one. One teacher said that a parent's refusal to medicate their child is inhibiting their child's education and that they need to see medications as a learning tool. Oh, wow. Is that mind-blowing? Or perhaps the problem is exacerbated by overly permissive discipline and lack of structure and boundaries. Or maybe, just maybe, too much electronic stimulation, too much phone, iPads, the effects of wireless radiation from mandatory computers in the school setting. And here's a weird thought. I think that some people simply think it's cool. Johnny's on Ritalin. Oh yes, so is my Mary, and so is Becky and Mark and Susie and baby Billy. It's the thing to do. And I say, how about changing the culture? How about some intelligent collaboration? I don't have the answer to why this is such a problem. Maybe it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, as we are continually bombarded by drug ads, exhausted and zombified by the out-of-control levels of toxins in our environment, genetically modified food garbage, vaccines for everyone, fluoride in our water, chemtrails that fill our bodies with heavy metals, microwave radiation from every cell phone in every pocket. This is all fairly new stuff. Perhaps our children's tiny and ill-equipped bodies are suffering. Suffering in the form of behavior problems and health issues, happily and greedily quelled by Big Pharma to the rescue, while parents behave like sheeple, teachers turn a blind eye, and our youth, the leaders of tomorrow, are zoned out forever, perpetrating generations of faulty and incapable immune systems. Is this what we have to look forward to? Let's wake up, people. We are rapidly destroying tomorrow by drugging our children today. Well, I have more, but let's take a short break so I can share some of my friends and fellow radio show hosts with you. These gals both host their programs on our very own speakuptalkradio.com. I'd like for you to meet a fellow radio host whose program is all about keeping our planet safe. And you can listen to her weekly shows at speakuptalkradio.com.
Hi there, this is Mrs. Green, and I would love for you to become a part of my world. Mrs. Green's World is an engaged international community and a global movement of ideas and action made up of people who truly care about their own health and the health of this great planet of ours. In Mrs. Green's World, we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. Please visit my website at mrsgreensworld.com and become a part of our world.
She is a dear friend of mine with lots to share with you. She even has a book, and you can reach her by phone at 520-230-3977. That's 520-230-3977. Or visit her website, mrsgreensworld.com. Next is another wonderful friend who hosts a radio show about caregiving. She currently is the caretaker for her aging mom, and we connected when I, too, was caring for my mom.
Hi, this is Jana Panaritis, host of the AgeWise podcast, where we hear from the healthcare system's hidden workforce, the millions of family caregivers whose stories of devotion and courage will shock and inspire you. Join me as we shake up the conversation on care, and know you're not alone. Listen to a brand new episode every week at speakuptalkradio.com. To learn more about the show, visit the AgeWise website. That's AgeWYZ.com.
If you or someone you know is in the caregiver role, check out her website and purchase her book. Visit AgeWYZ.com, and that's spelled AgeWYZ, AgeWYZ.com, or give her a call, 800-590-2129. That's 800-590-2129. Whether looking to sell your home at top market value or searching for your dream home at a competitive price, the McCaskey team can help. As the top producing real estate team in Geauga County and Northeast Ohio, the McCaskey team knows what it takes to guide you through the home buying and selling process. How do I know this? They sold my mom's home in less than a week, so I have firsthand experience. They are a part of RE/MAX Traditions, so give my friends, Dan or Terry, the opportunity to help you too. They're located on Chardon Square at 139 Main Street. Give them a call, 440-773-5542. That is 440-773-5542. Or visit their website, McCaskeyTeam.com. That's McCaskeyTeam.com. McCaskeyTeam.com. All right, we are back. I am Pat Rulo, your hostess, and you are listening to Speak Up Talk Radio, the voice for informed choice. Here's a little something that a listener sent to me. Now, I don't know if she wrote this or found it online, but it pretty much sums things up nicely. She says, Pat, to experience disturbed energy in all its glorious spectrum, visit a hospital. Electromagnetic field radiation in mega doses plus disease, negative emotions, and human suffering in all its forms, a matrix hard to cope with. In a hospital bed with a broken ankle and complications after surgery, I pondered on this as I lay over a motor giving me blasts of EMF as the nurse hired and lowered my electric bed. This, on top of x-rays and probably doses of EMF from the machine that they strapped to my arm to check my vital signs to see if I'm still alive. That, of course, is the only beginning in a high-tech, all-electric health facility. I'm here to get well, I thought, and in fact, they are killing me. Bit of an overreaction, I know, but in all reality, it wasn't speeding up my recovery. Then there were my roommates with their assortment of medical conditions, dis-ease in energetic terms, accompanied by all the raw emotions attached to them, and their visitors in all their states of human condition and an energetic mix of gigantic proportions. And after side effects from painkillers, we won't go there except to say that they play havoc with the normal functioning of the digestive system in all its unspeakable entirety. When I tried to talk to some of my healthcare providers about the health risks associated with wireless radiation within the hospital setting, I found that the medical profession is very single-minded on the whole. Eventually, though, EMF will be as big a taboo as smoking. Well, now this is me talking, and I ask, what about the industrial-strength wireless cell boosters on top of hospitals? I take my radiation measuring meter with me to every doctor appointment or hospital, and I have to say, the readings are in the severe red zone. Not only are these hospitals responsible for radiating those in the building below, but what about the people in the buildings surrounding them? I don't know if anyone has read the fine print, but those that erect cell towers on their properties, and I would imagine the same goes for those found on buildings, they are the ones who assume all liability, not the cellular companies. But that's another issue. Now, it's not necessarily the high readings that are the biggest problem, but constant low levels are even more hazardous to a person's health. Epidemiologists at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill explain the association between extremely low-frequency EMFs and suicide via the melatonin connection. They say, based on observations that these exposures alter the daily rhythm of the pineal gland, which regulates melatonin production, as well as the role of melatonin in depression, and depression as an important risk factor for suicidal behavior, they say suicide seems a potential consequence of exposure to EMFs. And there's more. Dozens of studies, including the one in occupational and environmental medicine, suggest that even low levels of EMFs depress the body's production of melatonin, the hormone that controls the sleep-wake cycle. German research finds that people with low melatonin levels report depression, brain fog, exhaustion, and agitation, symptoms of electrosensitivity. It's called the Dracula hormone because its production peaks at night. Melatonin can increase the effectiveness of the body's immune cells, helping to prevent disease, including cancer. This hormone just doesn't help you sleep. It can potentially save your life, particularly if you're exposed to EMFs. And that's why I always implore you to turn off your wireless router at night. Keep the cell phones, chargers, decked cordless phones, and baby monitors out of the bedroom at night. But then, what about a hospital stay? You can't get away from the radiation there at night. And what about doctors, nurses, the healthcare staff? Where and how are they sleeping at night? In a safe zone? I don't think so. A surprising number and a variety of careers are putting people at risk today due to this ever-increasing exposure to antenna, cell and cordless phones, digital and electronic equipment, faulty wiring, microwaves, power lines, satellite, and wireless. Comparing job histories of people with rare brain tumors called gliomas and cancer-free controls in the San Francisco Bay Area, a study in the Journal of Occupation and Environmental Medicine noted twofold or higher elevated risks for firefighters and physicians. The melatonin connection is obviously an important link in all of this. The loss of melatonin production, when combined with sleep deprivation that many hospital workers experience, further combined with high levels of EMF found in the hospital, sounds like a recipe for a sick bunch of healthcare workers. Not exactly bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to cut into your heart. Yet attend any medical conference, or heck, even do a search online, and all you hear about is how smart technology is revolutionizing healthcare, wireless changing U.S. healthcare, how can Wi-Fi transform the healthcare sector, the newest app to measure your heart rate, while meantime, it's radiating you to death. Yes, it's changing healthcare, all right. It's killing everyone. So I ask, as someone looking out for the welfare of our medical professionals, where's OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration? OSHA recognizes that hospital workers face serious hazards, including lifting and moving patients, workplace violence, exposures to chemicals and hazardous drugs, slipping and falling, exposures to infectious diseases and needle sticks? What about this silent but deadly technology that everyone is embracing? And where's the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration that ensures medical devices are safe? And where's the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, which often works closely with the FDA and has jurisdiction over equipment that uses radio frequencies? Where is everybody? And why am I one of the only few lone wolves out there howling about this? How are we, patients, going to survive if our healthcare providers are drinking the Kool-Aid and making themselves sick in the process? I'm asking every patient and healthcare provider to take heed. The research has been done for years now, and the findings are covered up by industry, business, government, in the name of money. These man-made frequencies are just that, made by man. They are not natural. We were not born to thrive and survive in an environment with these constant levels. We are being duped. We are being fascinated, like the pack rats who run off with a shiny bit of scrap, only to drop it when the next bright piece of trash catches his eye and then drags the offending pretties into its den. So are we, enamored with glittery technology as we drag it all home, into our schools, our hospitals, and silently suffer the consequences of our own failings. Our failings to see past the glitter, that we are merely puppets, pawns in the great game of greed.
After the show, be sure to visit the website speakupandstayalive.com for more life-saving information. Plus, that's where you can purchase the book, Speak Up and Stay Alive, The Patient Advocate, Hospital Survival Guide. Bring the book to the hospital with you. It's the best way to stand out and in a positive way. And remember, we donate 2 handmade pillowcases to either a troop member or to a local veteran's shelter for every book sold with your name on it as the donor. So for a mere $20, you benefit, and so does some well-deserving warrior. Give a meaningful and useful gift that really says, I care. Give the gift of healthcare safety. Purchase the book, the patient safety logs, and throw in some of those icebreaker cards. It's a one-size-fits-all present that everybody needs. You can order online at speakupandstayalive.com or call me 440-725-5462.
What's that? You don't want to be locked in a cage while your human parents are out of town? I don't blame you. Hey human, are you planning a business trip or vacation? Don't leave your cats alone to fend for themselves. That's not polite, and it's not safe. Most boarding locations only offer limited out-of-the-cage time. Wake up, cat. It's time for your allotted hour of playtime. Think of it. How confusing for your cat. Not a cat-friendly, healthy, or happy option. Well, Cats Inn on the Chagrin is a cage-free boutique overnight boarding and or daycare, we call it playcare, option for working or traveling cat owners. That's right, no one is ever caged. We don't even have any. At Cats Inn on the Chagrin, our goal is to provide your cat with a truly cat-centric experience and provide you with the peace of mind that your loved one is safe, happy, stimulated, and not locked up and alone. We are located in Chardon, Ohio, and you can find out more, plus view lots of pictures of our spacious accommodations at catsinonthechagrin.com. That's Cats Inn, I-N-N, as a hotel, catsinonthechagrin.com, or call me, Pat Rulo, at 440-725-5462. That is 440-725-5462. I speak cat. You're welcome. Well, there you have it. Lots to think about and plenty to speak up about. I hope that as you listen to this program each week, you make a conscious decision to speak up about those things that may seem small, may not affect you right now, but somewhere in your heart and in your mind, you sense are not right. We can make changes, but not through silence. So join me and be a voice of reason. It's only been within the past 10 years that I decided to remain silent no longer. It started when my mom was in the hospital back in 2008 for shoulder surgery and was then having a heart attack in the recovery room that went undiagnosed for 9 hours. It was then I realized that I had to make a move, and I became a patient advocate. I wrote the book, Speak Up and Stay Alive, The Patient Advocate Hospital Survival Guide, and share what I now know at live speaking events. You don't have to wait for something bad to happen to begin advocating for change. It's never too soon, or too late for that matter, to speak up about things that speak to you. And as I mentioned my book and speaking events, let me remind you to get a copy of the book for yourself or as a gift for someone who may be in the hospital or a rehab facility or nursing home. What you don't know about our healthcare system can kill you, and I don't say that lightly. Visit the website speakupandstayalive.com to get your copy. It's only $20 and could very well be the best insurance you've ever owned. And while you're there, visit my speaking events link and then invite me to speak to your group, your club, business, association, church, or hospital. I can guarantee this. Your crowd will love it. Visit speakupandstayalive.com or call me to order the book and talk about making your next event a life-saving one. 440 725 440-725-5462. That is 440-725-5462. All right, we are out of time, but never out of topics. So be sure to come back next week. Same time, same place, but never the same information. Until then, I hope you have a healthy and a happy week. I am Pat Rulo, and I am the voice for informed choice.